There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Hi, welcome back to Two Girls and the World. I'm Vic.
And I'm Charlie.
And we've got new muffs.
we do.
Charlie treated us to some mic muffs. I love that they're called mic muffs.
Do you know what? I don't think I even typed that in.
I didn't. I think I probably just tried to type in the description of what it was, and then it came up that it was a mic muff, and I was like, yes.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good.
I've not actually asked you.
I know. No, I'm good. I'm good. I feel like life's getting busy, but in a good way.
Life's busy man. Have you seen that?
Yeah. I'm a busy man, you get me.
I wasn't busy last year, but this year I'm a busy man.
That is literally me. I want busy last week, but now I'm very busy. I just got back from Copenhagen. Copenhagen.
Oh, is that how they say it?
Yeah, Copenhagen.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
So they don't say Copenhagen?
No, not really. Oh. They have two more vowels than we do, and they pronounce things in a really different way. It's interesting.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, but they actually have like Copenhagen on a lot of things, like spelt like that.
Yeah.
But I went to Copenhagen with my mum. It was like a 30th birthday present she gave to me. And yeah, it was just lovely. The food, you would love it for the food.
Would I?
Everywhere we ate was 10 out of 10.
I just love that. I just love when you go somewhere and it's like you can't really go wrong. You don't have to even have this booking at this amazing restaurant. You know, if you just nipped in somewhere, you could get good food.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And that's what it was like everywhere. Like, even places, there's this one area called the Meatpacking District, and it was a very weird area.
Like,
I'm not
going
to lie.
New York.
It would look like Auschwitz. Like,
oh,
it was.
Is that where you went to that?
Area.
Wait, that bar? I can get that vibe.
Yeah. So we went to this bar. No, this was funny. I'd obviously asked for recommendations before I went, and somebody said there's a gorgeous little wine bar called Bambi's, and from there you should then go to this food place called War Pigs, and they were all in the meatpacking district. So we go to Bambi's, and I think we've gone through the door for Bambi's, and I'm thinking, this person is a hater. Like, why has this person sent me here? It was the weirdest thing. It was like a toilet.
Yeah.
And we got to the bar, and the guy's like, yeah, everyone who works here is volunteers. It's mainly a setup so DJs can come and, you know, have a bit of a night on, and it's more of a social thing.
That DJ looked great.
Yeah, she was actually pretty sick. But my mum, oh my God, she felt sorry for them that they were volunteers. So she was like, we need to stay. We need to put money into this place. And it was like an eclectic mix of people.
Yeah.
And me and my mum did not fit in the slightest, but my mum wouldn't leave. She was absolutely loving it. But then I realised, so when we left there, I realised we'd gone through the wrong door, and Bambi's was actually next door. We'd gone into like Bodegos or something like that.
I was going to say, like, I feel like your followers, you put that out on Instagram and someone's recommended you go there. I was like, I feel like your followers know you.
Yeah,
what,
I
who
think so
did
too.
Send you there?
Yeah, exactly. No, they just didn't. The door was next to that, and I went through the wrong door. Yeah, and then it was too late. Went to there. And do you know what? I think my favourite thing about Copenhagen is their way of life.
Yeah.
It's so healthy, but not in like a UK or a US way of being healthy where it's all
not
like
a restrictive
green
way.
And yeah, like yeah. you've got to go to Pilates and all of that. They
excuse
just,
me, I love Pilates.
Yeah,
now.
No, no, and do you know joking. What? I do love the way we do health, but the way they do it is just so natural. Mm. And they cycle everywhere. And they said so they have these canals running all through Copenhagen. And they on the way to work, they would cycle to work. On the way, they'll just jump off the bike, have a dip in the canal, get back on the bike, drive to work, have a little shower in work,
and
then start work.
I need to say something.
What?
You know, so I've like worked all over the world.
Yeah.
When I was working in Switzerland, I noticed, and it's a thing, so there's these, so after work, or I see, I don't know if they do it to work as well, but it's definitely after work, they kind of, they have these bags and they strip off. They put like the clothes, it's like a wet bag or a dry bag, whatever the word is for yeah. it. But it obviously keeps everything dry. And it's like they float with it and just get in the river and go home with their bag of stuff. Oh, I'm not joking. I could, and I loved it. And like people do that as a way to get home. In Switzerland, I need to Google it because you've just reminded me.
You can see your dad just floating down the river. Yeah. Put tea on.
I'm not joking. Yeah. And that they have all their stuff in their bag.
What?
And they get in the river and go home.
I love that.
How good is that? Because I was like, what? Oh my God, I really want to do it. But then I didn't have one of those bags. And I was only there for about 5 days that time. And I was like, didn't really have time to, well, I don't know where I'd float to because I don't live there. But I was like, I love yeah. that so much.
Just how it's their way of life.
Yeah.
And I think it's such a healthy way of living. So yeah, I loved that. I loved the people, gorgeous vibes, gorgeous life. What about you? What have you been doing?
I went to church on Sunday.
Fuck off. Yeah.
Church.
Are you?
I went to mass.
What for?
Not lying. Okay, there's a big reason. We want to get rich, christened.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's cute. So you've got to start going.
Well, no, it's absolutely fucking great. I basically went to a church near us, waited till after mass, spoke to the father, and he said the meeting is on when, like, us thinking, you know, we might have to really like commit to this,
right,
and go, you know, become members of the of
yeah,
the church
of the church,
yeah. But my friend had said that she'd gone with the intention to do that, and he kind of just was like, oh no, you just come to this meeting and, you know, we'll get a date together, that type of thing. So I was like, right, I'm doing it, I'm seeing. And yeah, he did the same thing for us. He's like, on Wednesday, come and then we'll discuss the date. Not like with directly him, but, you know, whoever's there.
Yeah.
And like, I basically think the ball will be rolling from this Wednesday and we can just, you know, and it's not going to be jumping through hoops because I'm not a church goer.
Right.
So yeah, I think it's going to happen.
Wow. So what do you want to, like, why do you want to get Richie christened?
A lot of it is actually to do with schools.
Right, okay.
A lot of the good school, like, I am Catholic. I'm Roman Catholic. My family is, my husband's family is, you know, but I'm not religious.
Right.
I'm not a church goer.
Yeah.
My mum used to struggle to get me to go to church.
Right.
Because I was a naughty girl, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I was just like, not going.
Naughty girl.
Not going. Whereas, you know, it'd be, she could get, my brother did like his first Holy Communion, all that stuff.
Aww.
Me? No.
No.
Could she get me to do anything I did not want to do? No. But anyway, yeah, so we just thought, like, it is good to get him christened for options of stuff
yeah.
like that.
Okay.
There's a few good schools in our area that he would need to be christened for.
Right.
So mainly that.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So yeah, can you believe I was at church? So we put a question box up on the Instagram, didn't we? Yeah. And the majority of people were saying really similar things that they wanted us to chat about. Mm-hmm. And it all came under, there was like periods, hormones, which I suppose go hand in hand really, and like contraception. Well, they all go hand mm-hmm. in hand,
yeah.
don't they? So that was the main things really for this week. So we're just going to chat about it.
Yeah, we do want to stress.
We're not doctors.
You know,
no.
We're not. So there's no doubt in your mind. We're not doctors. We're not gynecologists.
are not in any way professionals in that medical capacity.
No, we're talking purely from personal experience. Yes, just to clear that one up.
Because I know he could have been confused.
But oh, this is actually really funny because one person wrote in for something they want us to talk about. They said pube maintenance, and it actually really ties in with, guys, we've got our first podcast spots.
We have. So today's episode is sponsored by Laser HQ. They're your go-to for all things laser removal. I've had laser hair removal and laser tattoo removal, and the results are incredible. They are real pioneers in the industry and also offer services like semi-permanent makeup removal. We have listeners all over the UK, and Laser HQ has salons all over, including Manchester, Liverpool, Leeds, Newcastle, and somewhere new coming for all you southern girlies.
What I love most about Laser HQ is that they're more than just a laser hair removal business. The founder and CEO, Helen, uses her platform to create campaigns to raise awareness on things like endometriosis and PCOS, providing a safe space for women to share their experiences and symptoms. And we love it when women support women.
We do. And we have a code for you, which is just bloody great. It's 10% off any services when you quote 2girls10 upon booking. All links and info will be in the show notes. Get ready for smooth girl summer. You suffer a little bit with your periods, don't you?
Yeah. Aww. I've never been like diagnosed with a problem, do you know, like endometriosis or PCOS or anything, but I am like two polar opposite people at different times of my cycle, and there's a very clear switch, and I feel insane sometimes. It's crazy. But also, like, day one of my period is hell. So painful. But I've noticed since seeing Jan, the acupuncturist, I started doing seed cycling and obviously do acupuncture with her. And I don't know if it's one or the other. It could be neither, could be both. I feel like my last cycle was, whilst it was a bit of a wild cycle, it lasted for a very long time.
Yeah.
I didn't have crazy PMS before it.
Do you know what?
That's worth noting.
I feel like I used to get PMS.
Right.
And I just don't feel like I really get it anymore, but I have no idea why, or if it's just me not noticing that I get it, because I'm not in any way tracking. And well, no, I have natural cycles and I used that before, like, conceiving, and I'm using it, but I'm not doing my temperature because I'm up all night anyway. They say, don't you, that like, kind of it voids it a little bit, so I can't do my temperature at the minute. So I'm just using it literally so I have an idea of when I'm going to be coming on.
Yeah,
but I just don't feel like I suffer like I used to. And then I'm just like, is that since, have I not put two and two together? Was that before I had Richie? And now
yeah,
after
is it like
Richie
pre-baby, post-baby?
But I can't pinpoint where it's changed, or even if it has, but I do not feel like I have that, because it was a week before the period for me. The week before the period came, if I was ever going to be a bitch, it was then.
Yeah.
I feel like you might have even noticed.
I do think I remember saying
it was
to you
a long time ago.
It was a lot. It was definitely pre-Richie.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was that like long before you had Richie. Well, like before you fell pregnant.
Yeah.
I remember us having a conversation in my kitchen and I was like, I can
tell, you can
when,
tell
you're
when I'm coming on.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I have that anymore. Maybe I'm just in a constant state of being a bitch because I'm like sleep deprived.
No, maybe you are like a little bit delirious or something because you're not getting great sleep. But
yeah.
I don't think it's that. Yeah. I wonder if people say that going through a pregnancy sorts out all sorts of things.
D- Do they?
Yeah.
I've not heard that. I know things change and they say your body, your hormones don't get back to like a normal state until at least a year after.
Okay. So so the bitch is yet to come.
The bitch is back.
But you had really heavy periods, yes, didn't you?
So I suffered in that way. I've never really had the pain that you describe because I think, oh my God, like to have physical pain, that must be so shit. To every month have physical pain.
Oh, horrendous. I have to, day one of my period, the only comfortable place is either sat on the toilet for hours or... Now, and I was never really a bath person before, whereas now I can just sit in the bath for hours.
In the blood bath.
Yeah, no, it's weird. I think your period doesn't come out in water. No, not as much. Like that.
I don't know if that's one of those myths, but I always remember it from school years. Do you know when you get your period and you'd be like, no, you still have to do your swimming lessons because it's fine. It doesn't really come out in the water. I don't know if that's true or not.
But I definitely don't bleed when I'm in the water. Right. But it just helps my period pains a lot. But yeah, you get
I get what's actually classed as flooding. Mm. So I use a menstrual cup, have done for absolute years. So I actually have a real good grasp on how much blood I lose because I'm taking it out and you know how much it holds.
Yeah.
And I remember Googling it. And I lose within the first, I think it was about 5 hours of my period, how much you meant to lose in your full period, your full cycle bleed.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I do feel drained.
Yeah, I remember one time you told me that you're in Aldi, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And I went through everything. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I went through my cup, my period knickers, my jeans, down my leg in Aldi.
What?
I know.
Do you know why that
jeans
happens?
Jeans are thick as well. Do you know what? So I go in a bit on contraception now.
Right.
I had the copper coil for a few years. I came off the pill with the intention... Oh, no, sorry. I came off the coil. It's hard remembering it. Oh, yeah, I've not been on the pill for a long time. Sorry, I came off the coil with the intention to get pregnant. Because apparently you can get pregnant straight after the copper coil.
Right, okay.
There's not really that waiting period. But I don't believe that because my periods, after they were bad on it, and I couldn't wait to actually get it out. And I thought, oh, things will resume to normal. I feel like it's even changed my periods and made them heavier until I started working with Jan.
Right,
and they
okay.
did regulate. But do you remember, I was all over the show.
Yeah.
I'd bleed like every 2 weeks. Like it was the irregularity of it, the heaviness. Like it was not normal. I knew it wasn't normal. Yeah. But I just had to almost deal with it for a while. Where was I going?
I know so many people who have gone on the copper coil thinking it's the non-hormonal option.
Yeah.
It's going to be better for me. But I haven't heard of a single person who's gone on the copper coil and said that it's a better experience.
Yeah.
It's caused them a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. It's caused heavier periods.
I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. From my experience, I wouldn't recommend it to anybody.
Yeah. Well, I've never been on it, so I obviously can't really say much. But I only know from people telling me their experiences, I've only ever heard bad things.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, and I don't know why I just stuck it out because this is just how shit it is, I feel like, for our options. I went to the doctors and I told them and they're like, yes, you know, you can be heavier with the copper coil. You know, we did tell you this. I'm like, I know, but like, I have to wear period knickers as a backup.
Mm.
You know, it's not like you would just wear period knickers at full stop.
Period.
Oh, not a fucking chance for me. No way. No way. But I remember going to the doctors and so they just went through my options again. And I was like, oh, I don't want the pill. And they were like, okay, the injection. I'm like, I don't fancy that. I've not heard good things about that. And I was like, okay, well, there's the Marina coil, you know. And I was like, but they say, you know, you can have irregular periods for like 6 months while it's, you know, getting sorted or whatever. I know that'll be me. I know I'll just bleed constantly. Yeah. And I didn't like any of my other options. So I stuck with the coil, even though I had that issue. And I just think, when I think about it, I'm just like, how shit for us.
Yeah. No, it actually
welcome
is.
To the pity party, but like, how shy is
no,
that?
No, it makes me rage. It makes me rage. When every time I come on my period, and like this is, you know, pre-TTC.
Yeah.
But it makes me annoyed that I have to buy sanitary products. Mm. So I do wear period knickers, but if I'm leaving the house, I'll wear tampons. Mm. Like not always if I'm leaving the house, but if I'm leaving the house and like going on a night out.
The rare occasion
like that,
you leave the house.
Which is not very often. I'll use a tampon. And the fact that I've got to pay for those makes me really annoyed because I'm like, we don't have a choice. Like, what else would you do? Yeah. Just bleed out? Would people want that? No, they wouldn't. No. That makes me annoyed.
Have you heard
but
of that,
also,
though, free bleeding?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. And people, I know this girl who's designed this blanket and it's like I don't really know how the blanket works, but she would just lie on the blanket. But I think a lot of people within the spiritual community, they really lean into their bleed as being a time of the month where you should do absolutely nothing and you should just bleed. And apparently, if you do lean into that more, it can help your symptoms of your overall cycle.
I have heard that.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, do we live in the day and age where we feel for a week, pretty much, I'm about 5 days.
Yeah.
I could do nothing.
Well, you can't.
Lie in bed. Like, no. That would be lovely.
I know. But you know, in the past, like caveman times, yeah. Apparently they would have like womb caves where the women would go to for their bleed and they would just all go in there and bleed and then come back out.
Bitch.
Yeah. But then they would just come. Well, yeah, no, they probably didn't even have the rage because they didn't have the additional stresses of like day-to-day life on top of their period.
Yeah.
But no, that makes me rage. And then also just like the contraception part that is always like women who have to deal with it all and it's women who've always got to take the burden of every element of like trying not to get pregnant or trying to get pregnant.
Yeah
it's wild.
It is actually. Should we be angry?
Yeah. No, and because there's that study, but it's, I don't know if it's a study. It's definitely not a study. It's just a quote that I've seen.
Wait, did you
use.
Read a study or did you hear something on TikTok?
This one actually wasn't on TikTok. This was this girl I follow. I think she's called Tara on Instagram. She does a lot about, she's like an active feminist. And it was basically saying how when a woman gets pregnant, she's pregnant for 9 months. So she can't conceive again
in those next nine months. Just like say that. It's not even,
it's
longer.
Like 10 months.
Pretty close.
Yeah, and then but then even after you have the baby, there's still you got your period back really quickly, didn't you? But quite a lot of people
believe.
It's like a year, is it, or something like that, depending on if you breastfeed.
Yeah, breastfeeding is a really big factor for that, and I was exclusively breastfeeding. Yeah. But yeah, fucking period Pamela over here, obviously. Fucking got it back.
It was just ready to flood. Oh. It was building up in there. But like, so that's a huge amount of time where a woman can't conceive, whereas a man, he could get someone pregnant every day if he wanted to. Yeah, it's the woman who
my guy
has to go on contraception.
Yeah.
And I was actually listening to a podcast this morning and they were talking about there are some trials on at the minute for male contraception. One's a pill. Another one is this gel they would inject into them.
This male contraceptive pill has been in the works
for fucking years.
And who is sorting this out?
I know.
Is it males doing this?
Probably. But you know what pisses me off? Like, I don't know the facts. I'm not a scientist. I want to know how long they put into the research for all of the different contraceptive methods for women, because I feel like they're doing the most for the male contraceptive methods.
Well, what about this real... Remember when there was stats came out about the increase in cancers from the pill?
Yeah.
It was breast cancer and cervical
cancer. Yeah, cervical cancer.
And there's an actual... For how long you take the pill, whether it was like... It went up after 6 years and then like 10 years or whatever. And there's an actual increase in cancer if you take the pill.
Yeah. And it's wild.
Oh, right.
It's wild because I was listening to this other podcast this morning. They were talking about the different generations of contraception, mm-hmm. and they would refer to it as like the fifth generation, the third generation, the fourth, like the second. And I think like the second generation was the most recent forms of contraception. So the more updated pills and stuff like that. And apparently they've found that those are actually the most harmful. So the ones that have had the most, well, you should think they're the newest. They've had the most research. They've had, mm-hmm. you know, there's more science behind them. They've been found to be actually the worst contraceptive methods that you could have. And actually the third and fourth generations are the best ones for you to go for. We'll put the podcast in the show notes for people to listen yeah. to. But I find it crazy. So, but like going back to this male contraceptive, the studies that they're doing at the minute, you know, they actually are going as far as to, people are trialing these different contraceptive methods at the minute. One of the biggest ones is actually this like gel that they rub on their shoulders. Like men have got to rub this gel on their shoulders every day, but they've got to be really careful because a woman can't get this gel on them, so they need to wear a t-shirt because I don't know why, but it can be damaging for a woman to get the gel on them. And basically what it does is reduce the testosterone, but then it gives them a synthetic testosterone so that they don't start to act in a way that they would if they had too little testosterone. And they were talking to this couple who were taking part in the study, and this couple was saying, the man was saying, they, you know, at first the low levels of testosterone were causing him to cry and he was struggling with his mental health and stuff like that. So obviously they needed to, mm-hmm. you know, redo it and figure out a new way of doing it. And I'm listening to this thinking, and all of the other fucking symptoms that women go through. This is why I'm asking the question, how long do they actually research the female contraceptive methods? Because we go fucking batshit we're on different contraceptions.
We do.
Like people go rage, people, you know, gain loads of weight, people yeah. get depressed. There's actually...
And we go to the doctors, we present with a few different like hormonal issues and they just go, what about the pill?
Yeah.
What about the pill? And it's like, well, that's just actually masking what there could be an issue here. Oh, yeah.
Well, I've got a fucking story about that. So I was on the, I used to take, when I was younger, and you'd go to like the clinic, not the doctors, you know, like the
sexual what was health it called? Clinic.
Yeah, what was the name of them?
I can't think either.
And you'd have to go there for like the morning after pill. Yeah. And this is mainly if you're underage, you would go there. So I went on the pill first. I had to go on progesterone only. And to be honest, I think I just kept forgetting to take it. So I thought this isn't the best method for me. And then I ended up going on the injection. And I don't remember having any wild symptoms, to be honest, from the injection. It was fine. But what they did say to me was that the injection can take 12 months to leave your body. Mm-hmm. And so if you were ever at a point where you was going to try for a baby, you would want to stop having the injection 12 months prior to that. I went over my injection by 3 days.
What does that mean, you went over it?
So the injection lasts for 3 months. Yeah. And then you get you would just top up. Like every 3 months you go and get the injection to top up.
Okay.
And so I'd been having the injection for probably about 2 years. Mm-hmm. So every 3 months for 2 years. So you'd think I was pretty topped up.
Full to the brim.
Yeah, exactly. It was close to Christmas time. I was so busy with work. This was at the time in my life where I was working like a dog. And I knew that I was going to go over my injection, but I was going on holiday. I was going to Jamaica for 2 weeks. So I thought, I'm not going to be able to get it. But they've told me it takes like 12 months to leave my system. So surely I'm going to be fine. If I get it as soon as I get home, surely I'm going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, fucking 3 weeks later, I find out I'm pregnant. And bad times. I'm 22, obviously not ready for a baby. We all know how this has ended out. Like, obviously, I had an abortion. And I would never wish an abortion on anyone. It was the most hellish experience of my whole entire life. Mm. Like, probably the most pain I've ever been through. Like, people say that...
Physically, honestly, the worst
thing.
I know, you know, it was painful for you, but I didn't know the worst.
Oh, my God. Like, I've never experienced pain in that way. People say that, like, appendicitis is as bad as, like, childbirth. Appendicitis didn't even shit on what the abortion experience was like for me. Like, it was that bad. I was like, I was shitting, I was sicking, I was bleeding, I was crying, I was sweating, I was shaking. Mike,
no, all right, Eminem.
No, literally, Mike stood there. Mike was crying, watching me, because he's like, I can't take, there's nothing I can do. She just needs to go through this experience. It was the worst thing ever. But in saying that, you know, some of my friends have had abortions. Mm-hmm. I've put together a care package. I've put together everything I wish I had. And they just felt like it was a period. It's completely different for everyone. But I do know for most people, it's a really hellish experience. But anyway, that happened.
Can I just ask, because I don't remember this. Did you take a tablet?
Yeah, it was the tablet.
How many weeks were you pregnant?
I think it was like 6 weeks. But
you're 6 weeks pregnant.
I'd contacted them at 4 weeks and they said we can't do anything about it until you're 6 weeks. I don't know why.
And you knew you were pregnant at 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah, I know. It was a really, really bad time in my life. But I had the abortion and then I bled every single day for a year after it. And
I remember, you've spoken to me about this. I knew you then, you know.
Yeah.
I remember being in Heaton Park and you telling me about your abortion. But do you remember that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no, was it that little summer photo shoot thing?
It was. But anyway, it's funny. I feel like I'm really living it through you telling me. Yeah. I forgot you bled every day.
Oh, God, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh, it was so shit. But the thing is, like, you know, with abortions, there's so much shame around them that even though I didn't question for a second whether or not I was going to have an abortion. It was as soon as I found out, I texted my friend and I said, how do I get out of this situation? And like, that was the route I was going down. Mm-hmm. But there's so much shame around abortions and having abortions that I still felt like I was doing a really bad thing. Yeah. And so I had the abortion. You know, I didn't want to tell many people about it because I felt so shameful about it. And I was then paired with this bleeding, this constant bleeding. But I thought, this is just my punishment. I think we know from like last week's episode how self-sabotaging my brain can be. But I was literally like, this is my punishment for what I've done. So I'd never went to the doctors. I just rode it out for a whole year. It wasn't like I was on my period every single day, but I'd bleed every day.
Yeah.
I never knew how much or how little. Sometimes I'd forget to put a pad on or like wear a tampon. And then I'd bleed through and I'd be at an event and I'd just be like, this is just hell.
Yeah.
And I got to a point where, no, this is actually wild. It was work, but it's loosely called work. I went to this resort in St. Lucia and they give you a treatment every day. Like, you go for a massage every day. You don't know what you're going to have. You don't know who you're going to see. But this one day I was given this woman called Grace and I was just having a full body massage. So she does this massage. She gets to my foot and she goes, bearing in mind, this is like 10 months into me bleeding every day. She gets to my foot and she goes, there's something wrong with your womb. And I'm thinking, this woman is, but this is before my spiritual awakening. So I'm thinking, what the fuck is she talking about? And then I was like, what? And she said, there's something wrong with your womb. I can feel it in your foot. And I was like, what? So anyway, I start telling her about the abortion, about the bleeding. She said, come and see me tomorrow. I'm going to treat you for 2 hours. I'm going to do reflexology. After that, you're going to stop bleeding. But when you get home, you need to go to the doctors. And so I did. I went to see her the next day, completely stopped bleeding.
Stop it.
It's the wildest thing ever. But I stopped bleeding. For me, I remember after about 4 days of not bleeding, I remember just like crying in this place because I was like, she's changed my life. Yeah. She's fully changed my life. But I did. I went back. I went to the doctors. And that's like a whole other story. But the first gynecologist I saw, there was clearly a problem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Grace, the masseuse, had told me that there's something in my womb. It needs sorting out. The gynecologist didn't even want to give me a scan. She just kept saying to me, what contraception are you going to go on? And I said, and I'd be like, no, there's clearly a problem. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to mask the problem or want to figure out what the problem is. She just kept raising her voice. What contraception are you going to go on?
Oh, God.
It was awful. I remember leaving that appointment. I got in my car and I just cried my eyes out because I felt so small.
Belittled.
Yeah. And I was like, I felt like also, you know, on top of the shame of the abortion, I thought, I can't fight my corner because I've done this really awful thing. So I just let her speak to me like shit. And I did end up going back to my doctor and I just said, I need you to send me for a scan.
Yeah.
And I went for a scan. Turned out the abortion hadn't fully worked. And there was still like kind of blood left around like the lining of my womb. And then I think that had then brought on this cyst. So they just had to remove the cyst, they removed the lining, and then I was fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely white. The fact that she just wanted to completely mask my problem,
and you have to fight
with contraception.
I hate that if you need to go to the doctor for something, you have to fight for it.
Literally.
I sometimes have to write down what I want to get across on the notes on my phone before I go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Just to make sure I can nail it, because I know, and I get it, like, let's not at all get into like the NHS and stuff and that, like how hard everything is. But it's like, if you're not dying, it don't matter.
Oh, you're
all right.
Yeah.
You're bleeding every day. But did you die? Did you die though? No. And that's how it feels, doesn't
yeah,
it?
No,
and
it
you
does.
Have, but you have to fight.
Yeah.
Well done for fighting though.
I know. Well, in the end, they weren't actually going to do the surgery on me. They said, we would only do this surgery if you were trying for a baby. And I'm sat there. They clearly know I've just had an abortion.
Yeah.
And I've just had this whole experience. And I just said, yeah, I'm trying for a baby. And they had to act on it. They had to do the surgery. And I'm so glad. I mean, I sat there in a live room, my front teeth, because the problem was fine after that. So you're not on anything, are you, since having Richie?
No.
No.
I'm not. Because I do want another baby. Not yet. But I'm not going to go on something to come off it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want one just yet, but it's not in the too distant future, so no. And also, do you know what? I don't ever want to go back on anything ever again.
Yeah.
I think when I've had my second, I think I'd be happy with two kids, hopefully, if I get a second baby.
Yeah.
I think my husband can get the snip.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop, hon. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I've done my time.
Yeah.
Especially like with him, maybe 16 years old.
Yeah.
I was on the pill for over 10 years, maybe 12 years. Then the coil. Like, I have done my
that's
time.
Wild. But I think I like that you've shared that, because I know when a lot of people come to the trying to conceive stage and there's so much like fear mongering around contraception and trying to conceive, like you was on contraception for so long you conceive like quite quickly.
Yeah.
So I think that's like a really reassuring thing for people to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they did say with the coil, like, you know, it could be instant. And I remember my periods were weird. So I'm like, I don't think that's... Don't choose the coil just if you think that's going to be the best one if you want to conceive quick after it. Because I was still weird after it, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
And it was meant to be one of those with after it's removed, it's you're good, you're normal. And I wasn't.
Yeah, no, you weren't.
But again, not a doctor.
Not a doctor. Not gynecologist, not a doctor. Don't worry about it. So I'm genuinely curious about how you feel about the moon cup.
Let's call it a menstrual cup.
A menstrual cup.
Only because...
What is a moon cup?
I think I always call it the moon cup, but I think that was a brand.
Oh,
and
right.
I think that's just the first brand I ever got.
Right,
but I call
it
a moon cup. But because I think, what's the brand I use now? I think it's Lily Cup.
Right. Why
Amazon.
Did you switch?
I just got a new one because, you know, I'd had it for a year.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, you clean them or whatever. But, right. You know, I just needed a new one and thought I'd try it. I thought they were all probably much of a much.
Right,
maybe
okay.
I had a discount code. I don't know. Don't remember.
Right, okay.
Or maybe that brand was on Amazon and it was coming next day. Something.
No specific reason.
No specific reason.
Mooncup didn't let you down.
Mooncup did not let me down.
Okay.
So I have the Lily Cup and I have two sizes. So I had to get... So they have a... Basically, for someone that's had a baby and someone that hasn't had a baby, mm-hmm. and I had both of them before I'd even had a baby,
right.
purely because, not the size of me inside, but the one, if you've had a baby, is bigger.
Right.
Because I'm just guessing, you're bigger inside. But I needed it to hold more blood.
Right.
But I couldn't put it in all the time because it was clearly too big for me. But I needed that extra size, but I'd only get that in when I was really like my heaviest,
right.
And then I'd get my smaller one in on the days, you know, where it's a little bit lighter. But I rate them, like I don't think I could have my periods without them,
really,
because tampons, it's just, I could have one in for God, half an hour and I'd be leaking. It's not enough. No.
That is so
crazy. Because
you
can have menstrual cups in for like, what is it now?
It's like 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah. It's a good amount of time. And do you know why I first ever knew I needed something like that? It was when I was working, doing school photography.
Mm.
And I literally would not have time to go to the toilet. And I just couldn't be leaking. I was like, I need a solution here. So it really was great for me and is great for me.
Yeah.
It means I can go a bit longer,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah. I've really tried with a menstrual cup.
I mean...
But I found, I don't know if I'm just really big up there, but I've obviously not used... Yeah.
Got a wide set vagina and a heavy flow.
I am... No, I've used, so like the biggest one before the post-baby one, and it gets stuck right up. Do you know, like there's a little kind of sticky things at the bottom?
Yes.
It's
that's
to the point
to
where
you
can't
big
even...
you are. I bet it's to do with...
How high
like
my cervix
is. Yeah, it'll be to do with the position of your cervix,
yeah,
I reckon.
My cervix must be really high.
Or tilted.
I'm definitely not tilted.
Not tilted.
No. I had my smear the other day. She said my cervix is like a little perfect donut.
I always get really great feedback when I have my smear, and I love it, but I'm like, do you say this to everyone?
Yeah.
Is it me or what?
No, I don't think they do. I think we've got good little cervixes.
I've been like, oh, very healthy.
Yeah.
She's a hell.
I'll go
girl.
Home and I'll tell my husband. Yeah. But no, it gets full on stuck up there. And so this is probably like a week into trying a menstrual cup for the first time. Mm-hmm. It was like 6 in the morning. I was trying to get it out before the gym and I couldn't. And I was squatting. I was like acting like I'm giving birth, trying to get it so I could actually physically reach it. I was full on fisting myself.
Oh,
got
no.
to the point where I'm shouting, Mom, I've got this thing stuck on my fanny. But she don't know what a menstrual cup is. So she's like, what are you doing to yourself now?
What are you sticking up your fanny now?
Bloody hell. anyway, I know. Anyway, I managed to get it out. But obviously, when you pull a moon cup out and it's got stuff and you're not pulling it out properly, because I couldn't pull it out properly, massacre.
Okay, so tiny story time. Said job where I realised I need a solution. I was going to Singapore. I remember I had a really short layover. I was in, have you ever been to Doha Airport?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I've just lied. Oh.
Anyway, it's not a great one for like when you've got a connecting flight. It's always hammered. Anyway. I remember, but I know my way around it because I used to work in Doha a lot. So anyway, I run to the toilet. I'm like due to get on my next flight. I'm like, I want to change it in the aeroplane. And this is like, I think it was either my first or second time using it, but I felt like I was, you know, I was okay at it.
Yeah.
Clearly it wasn't the best. So there's a massive queue for the toilet. And I think, well, I can't do that. And I see the disabled one. So I'm like, right, needs must. I could miss my flight. I can't do that. I'm on the way to a job. Right, so I go in the disabled toilet. I know it's a bit naughty, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
Okay, well, go in the disabled toilet. I'm rushing. Bags in the corner. Pull it out. And I just like lose my grip on it. I fling it everywhere in the disabled toilet. And I mean, it went over the mirror. It went on the walls. It went on the floor. I could not believe. And it's because I'm rushing. I know if I would have just like slowed down and be considered and lovely and just, come on, let's just take the moon cup out, lovely. No. And it went up, Vic. It was everywhere. So then I obviously fucking shot myself in the foot because then I'm there cleaning this toilet. But I just started cleaning the floor just with toilet tissue paper and water. And there's like knocking at the door and I'm going, sorry, I'm just having a little bit of an incident. Like I won't be too long. And people are getting angry. There's angry knocking. And I'm like, I promise I'm nearly out. It's just an incident. And I'm like, fuck's sake. Like, you know, I'm just, oh my, like my nervous system or whatever, like my adrenaline. I'm like looking at my phone, like what time is it? There's blood everywhere. I clean it up as best I can. I open the door like to be like, I'm sorry. A woman in a wheelchair.
Oh.
I was like, no. I was like, oh no.
Charlie.
I know. And I just said, I'm so sorry. Like something bad happened. And she I was like, something bad happened in there.
And she was just looking. She thinks she's done a massive shit.
She was just looking at me like. And I was like, I'm sorry. I've got to go. I apologize again. And I was just like, oh. I made my flight, but yeah, it was just bad. So I understand why people might have a fear.
Yeah, I can't believe you ever went back after that.
Well, I didn't have any tampons with me.
Yeah, and to be honest, you've not really got a choice.
No.
You need that for your flooding.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you. No, that's awful.
It was really awful. I was sat out thinking, yeah, this is a funny story. No, it's not funny, is it?
It's giving an episode of In Between Us.
Yeah.
So we've loved talking about all things being a woman.
A woman.
A woman today. And
she's a good woman.
She's a good woman. I feel like we're always outing ourselves, like sharing all of our funny stories. And we want to hear your funny stories. So if you've got anything period related, contraception related, abortion related, like anything to do with being a woman, send us a message on Instagram, a voice note, a message, whatever. We want to hear and we want to read them and stand with you in solidarity.
Oh, thanks so much for listening. Make sure to follow, subscribe, follow on the Instagram. Do all the things. 5-star rating and review.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
We do.
Thanks so much, guys. We will see you again next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Cheerio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.